Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, whatever time of day you are tuning in. We hope that you're having a great day so far or have had a great day, a great week. The work week is winding down, except for those who have to work the weekend. But we know that things change, and maybe someday soon you will have your weekend free. But we just bless the Lord this morning. We just honor him in his presence. We glorify him. We are so excited to bring yet another show to you this morning. This is my 15th since I started back, and I am so glad about it. I'm not going to let numbers deter me from what I'm doing. I know pretty soon some of you will tag and invite and share others to listen to these messages, and they will be on CD. I've done one CD, and you can purchase for a very small price, especially those who may be sick and shut in or elderly. There will practically be no charge, but just a donation. We're not selling the word of God. We just ask for a donation to help us further our ministry. But this is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis. I'm the pastor of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, and the deacon is Melvin Davis, and our administrator is Evangelist Shirley Atkinson. But we give the Lord praise, honor, and glory, and I'm going to get right into this message because these 15 minutes go by very fast, but we'll expand to 30 minutes after a while. But for those who can follow along with me right now, you can go to Mark, the 10th chapter. If not, make notes. Amen, amen. Mark, 10th chapter. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Well, this topic may seem a little off from what I'm about. This scripture may seem a little bit off from the topic I have, but in doing some research, this is the closest thing that I found to tell you this morning about. You don't have to stay stuck in that rut. You don't have to stay stuck in that rut. A rut, a physical rut, is when your vehicle bogs down, get stuck, and your wheels are spinning, but you're not going anywhere. Well, that's just like life. Sometimes you can be going along, making progress, and then all of a sudden you hit that bump, you get in that mud, and you seem to be stuck there. It seems like nobody won't even pull you out. No one will push you out. You're just there, and you don't even understand how to lift the wheels or turn to a different side. You don't know what to do. The wheels of your life have gotten stuck. Well, today we're gonna talk about this through Bartimaeus, and as an example, a rut is a pattern of behavior. Sometimes we cause our own rut. by the way we thought, by the way we think, our thought patterns, they keep us from growing and becoming all that God wants us to be. Especially if we don't have a prayer life, if we don't go to God and ask him our direction in life, if we won't allow him to push us into that direction, then yes, we get stuck right there. Some ruts are good if you're in a rut, if you're in a pattern and you can see your way out, but you're holding there for a while, like an airplane has to hold in a certain pattern until the airway is clear for them to go ahead and take off. Well, sometimes if we're in a holding pattern for the good, that's a good rut. Amen? That's a good rut. But if you're in a holding pattern and because of your behavior or because of someone else's behavior, or there are some things that you need to know to be able to get out. We have difficulty sometimes escaping wrong behaviors. We get into where we have something has a stronghold. Somebody has a stronghold. We listen to what others may say. We listen to what our own mind is saying instead of asking God how to get us out. First of all, we see that blind Bartimaeus was possibly in his rut because he was blind. He couldn't work, read, or write. There wasn't Braille. He couldn't get around. He didn't have a seeing eye dog. And, you know, he didn't have those things that blind people or unsighted people may have these days. Second of all, he was reduced to begging. With no means of income, livelihood at all, he had to beg. You know, he had to beg for money for food or whatever his needs were. That's all he basically could do. And because of this, he was an object of pity. What they saw was this man just sitting there begging each and every day. And he was just sitting there stuck in his rut. He didn't know what to do. There wasn't the same kind of technology back there. So all he knew to do was sit there and beg. Well, sometimes we can get pitiful because we sit back, beg, and ask people to do things for us, and when it doesn't get done, we sit right there in that rut. Well, we see blind Bartimaeus had a reason. He couldn't do any more than what he was doing. But as for us, in today, this very day, we can come out of our rut. First of all, what you have to realize is that you need to assume responsibility. How did you get in that rut? How'd you get there? Was it because you didn't have any faith? Because we see that Romans 10 and 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, if you're not a church goer, if you've not been saved, if you don't even believe, you're questioning God right now, you have to understand you got to get to that point where you have faith. You got to get to the point where you learn about God. When you know his characteristics, you can look up all the faith scriptures, and it will let you know that that's the most important thing you have to have. So when you assume responsibility, you ask yourself, well, how did I get here? How did I get to this point in my life where I can't seem to move up? I don't want to go back, but I can't seem to get any further. I'm stuck on my job. I'm stuck in my community. Even in my house, I feel stuck. I feel like a prisoner within my own self. But second, you must believe that you can change. You got to believe it. You cannot give up. You can come out if you believe. All things are possible to those who believe. And if you study, if you listen to the word of God, even a gospel song, it strengthens you, and it lets you know that all is not lost. It lets you know that God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It lets you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you know these words, when you listen, listen, when you meditate on them, when they get in your heart and your very soul, you can believe that you can change. If someone says to you, you'll never be anything different than what you are now, you will stay in that rut. You will not come out. You don't have to believe them. Do not believe them. Believe what God is saying to us. The next thing is clarify what you really need. Now, what do you really need to get out that rut? First of all, you need faith to believe that you're going to get out that rut. Blind Bartimaeus, he had faith. He called and he called on Jesus. He called on Jesus, and even though they were trying to hush him up, see, people will try to hush you up when you call in for help, when you call in for your friends and your family. They'll try to hush you up. They'll try to belittle you because you have a need. But see, blind Bartimaeus, he was faithful. He was faithful to believe that that was Jesus passing by, and he knew that he had a need. Whatever your needs are, whatever you're stuck in a rut about, you don't have to stay there. I'll look at the verse that really stuck out to me, and I almost changed my whole topic, and I think maybe this is for another time, but the second part of verse 51 in the chapter Mark 10, the blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Rabbi, I want to see. Today, you might be in a rut. Your wheels may be spinning. You may be saying, how do I get here? How do I get out? The good news is call on Jesus. Tell him what you want. There's an old song that says, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Today, we don't have to go far. We don't even have to pick up the phone. We already know that Jesus is here. He should be in your life. If he's not in your life, here is a perfect opportunity for you to say, you know what? I need this Jesus that the blind man called on. I need this Jesus that helped people to get healed and to heal people totally, restore, gave blind Bartimaeus his sight and gave the lepers their skin back. And he did all these miracles. He turned water into wine, and he walked out on the ocean. Oh, the list is endless. That's that Jesus that you should be reaching out to. If you're stuck today, you're only stuck because you want to be. You can come out. Don't let anyone push you back. And it seems like life is pushing you down and you're trying to push back, and it's like a power struggle and you don't know how you're going to get up, because it seems like the more you try to get up, the more someone is pushing you back. But today, glory and hallelujah, today, use your now faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that is not seen. Use your now faith. Glory, hallelujah. Don't be stuck. Don't stay where you are. Your jobs are coming. Your promotions are coming. Your family is going to be uplifted. They're not even going to be stuck. All you have to do is believe. Take responsibility. Ask Jesus for what you want and just believe. Who he is will pull you out every time. And there's a saying that says, push until something happens. Push until something happens, P-U-S-H, push. Push until something happens. Get out of your rut. Get out of your old ways. Leave those old ways down there in the hole that you're coming out of. Do not bring them up into your new place. Glory, hallelujah. But we believe that God is doing a new thing. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. So today, you have a new thing coming. You are out of that rut. Situations are going to change for you. But first, you must change yourself. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you now, Lord, for your word. Thank you that we know that we do not have to stay in that lazy place, that unhealthy place, but we're coming out. We're going to make it to the top in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. This has been Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries. We are praying that all is well with you, that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you today. Glory to God. And remember, there are CDs that I can make with any of these episodes on it. I can tailor make it to whatever episodes that you want if you have been following the show. But go follow me on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be sure to make sure that you are getting the best quality of CDs and best quality of shows that the Lord will allow me to do. So you be blessed. Have a great day, and we pray to hear you on the next show. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.